I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Food waste, it's an issue that has connections to both climate change and hunger. Some of the biggest and most creative success stories are happening on college campuses, including some right here in Western North Carolina.
Brown Hall is our main dining hall at UNC Asheville.
It's a Thursday morning, and the smell of breakfast is wafting through the air of Brown Hall, where Megan Ibach, UNC Asheville's Dining Services Sustainability Manager, is leading an informal tour.
We've got our build-your-own smoothie bar here. We've got an omelet station.
It's a big modern space with a menu of food stations, tall windows, and restaurant-style seating. But what is most striking is what you don't see.
Several years ago, we went ahead and got rid of trays because when you're in an all-you-care-to-eat facility at the dining hall, it's really easy to put a lot of extra food on your plate and in your hands. So we got rid of trays as a way to reduce food waste.
And that's not all. Plates and bowls are smaller to help people think twice before they load up. Much of the food that doesn't get eaten gets donated to the nonprofit Food Connection, where it's taken to shelters, after-school programs, and other places in the area.
If it's like this tempeh and roasted vegetable, maybe these veggie sausages, we might dump. We'll dump
the rejects head to the compost bin. As the tour continues, we step into the kitchen where we're greeted by cook Wilson Hawes, who's wearing a green chef's coat. Turns out that's not a coincidence.
So tell me what wearing the green coat means.
The green coat means that'll help keep an eye on the kitchen staff as we go through our day and make sure that people are using buckets like this, compost buckets, make sure the compost goes into the compost bin, make sure it's weighed out or measured out in quarts. On top of that, I also call people out for recycling if they've got recyclables in their trash can.
He takes his green coat title seriously and told us his line alone will fill anywhere from 12 to 24 quart buckets with compost every day. All that, plus the uneaten food in the dining hall, is dumped into big carts that are rolled into the garage area below. And that's where Jackie Hampstead picks up the tour. She's UNCA's Campus Operation Environmental Specialist.
So you have an idea of the scale. We have 20 of these 64-gallon roll carts, and they get picked up 3 times a week. So that's the amount that we're putting out at this location. And then like an average academic building might have 2 roll carts. So definitely the bulk coming from our dining halls.
Hampstead says in 2018, the campus composted 150 tons, tons that didn't end up in the landfill. But as good as that sounds, the university's goal is actually to see that number go down. Here's Megan Ibach.
And really the goal of this whole program is to be composting less. I think there's a lot of area of opportunity for our kitchen to even be utilizing produce more and food scraps more than we are. And then, you know, with the Food Connection program, are there things that we're composting that we could be donating?
And that kind of thinking is at the core of Asheville's second annual Food Waste Summit.
Food waste is the next thing.
That's Kira Balan, one of the summit organizers and the coordinator of the Asheville Buncombe Food Policy Council.
I think that's really what our goal is to make this pedestrian, to make this something that is just in our general lexicon. It's what you do with food scraps. You don't make waste, and the waste that you do make, we figure out how to deal with it responsibly. That's what's so inspiring about food as an entry point to any of these conversations around climate, around the environment, around social justice, is that we all eat every single day, several times a day.
A conversation that is happening this week on the UNCA campus. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.